Hi, thank you for calling the Hair Relaxer Helpline. My name's Alexa. Who am I speaking with today?
My name is Eric, and I have a potential customer for hair relaxer lawsuit. Her name is
Okay.
Daphne, and her phone number that is 949-502-1478.
1478, and you said her first name was
Yeah.
Daphne?
Daphne.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right,
So can I
perfect. Go
connect you with her?
yeah, go ahead and transfer in. Thank you so much, Eric.
Thank you so much.
Hello, Miss Daphne?
Yes, this is she.
Hi, Daphne. My name's Alexa. We are on a recorded line for the Hair Relaxer Helpline. How are you doing today?
I'm okay, and yourself?
Okay, I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. Okay, so Eric told me that your phone number is 949-502-1478. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, thank you for clarifying. Okay, would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the hair relaxer lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I do apologize if some of these questions are repetitive. It's just to make sure we have the correct information. Okay. So I'll try to get that through them as quickly as possible for your convenience. Now, did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
Okay. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm?
Are you asking, have I not done that?
I'm asking if you're willing to affirm that you haven't signed documents with another law firm.
Oh, like to confirm it, yes.
Okay, thank you. And now, is this for your loved one or for yourself?
For myself.
Okay. Have you used hair straightening chemicals or relaxers within the last 20 years?
Yes.
Okay. And I hate asking this question, but were you diagnosed with cancer after using hair relaxers?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, I'm so sorry for everything that you've experienced. What type of cancer were you diagnosed with?
It was stage 1 ovarian cancer.
Oh, jeez. I'm so sorry. And when were you diagnosed?
March 12th of 2024.
Okay. And what state were you diagnosed in?
The state?
Yes, please.
California.
California, okay. Okay. And who was your diagnosing doctor?
Dr. Elizabeth Uslan.
Okay. And how do I spell that?
Oslund. Uslund.
Okay.
Uslund.
Okay. All right, I think I was able to locate her. Is she at 12321 Hawthorne Boulevard, Suite A?
I was treated at a hospital in Hollywood.
Hollywood, okay. What hospital or facility?
The Southern California Hospital.
Okay.
Hollywood. I think 6245 De Longpre Avenue,
Okay.
Hollywood, California 90028.
And do you happen to have her phone number?
I do not.
Okay, that's okay. I can look it up online. Now, were you diagnosed and treated at the same hospital?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Bear with me. I'm going to copy over the address. And were you treated by Dr. Osland as well?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I know we've already answered this question, but we do have to ask them a certain way. Do you currently live or were you diagnosed in Kentucky, Louisiana, or Tennessee?
No.
No. Okay, thank you. Did you use hair relaxer of any brand more than 4 times in a single year before being diagnosed with cancer?
Yes.
Okay. On average, how many times per year did you use hair relaxer before your diagnosis?
About 6 times
Okay.
a year.
And I do apologize if there's any pause. I'm just inputting the information that you're giving me.
I understand.
Now, are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. What is your date of birth?
9/18/1996.
Okay, 9/18/1996.
Correct.
Okay. Now, were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
Okay. Now, what state did you primarily use hair relaxer in?
California.
Okay. And when, if you could estimate, when did you start using hair relaxer? What year?
The end of 2018, so like December of 2018.
Okay, thank you. Okay, I have December in 2018. Okay, and when did you stop using hair relaxers?
2024, February of 2024.
Okay, I have February 2024. Okay.
Yeah, that
Now
was
I
the
know.
end of 2024.
I'm sorry?
I said, yeah, that was the beginning of 2024.
Okay. Now, I know you've already answered this question, but how often did you apply these products? It gives me the option of weekly, monthly, 4 times per year, or less than 4 times per year.
It was like 6 times per year.
Okay. I'll click 4 times per year, but from the answer I've already answered above, they'll be able to get the 6 from it, that on average, okay?
Yeah, because it was more than 4 times.
Okay. And how many consecutive years did you use hair relaxer products? When I ask that, I mean from 2018 to 2024, did you take any breaks, any years off?
No.
Okay. Okay, so you did about 5.5 years. Okay. Okay. Now, did you mainly use hair relaxer at a salon, at home, or both?
Did I use at a salon
A salon, okay.
or
Or at home
no,
or
sorry, I was
both?
asking.
Yeah, at a salon, home, or both?
Home.
Home, okay.
For the most part, yeah. I might have had some. Trying to think. It was home for the most part. I
Okay.
feel like I might have went to the salon and maybe got touched up a few times.
Okay. Okay,
But
I'll
I'll say
go ahead.
home.
Okay, you'll say home? Okay.
Yeah, it was.
Okay. Do you happen to have any receipts or empty bottles? It's totally okay if not.
No.
Okay. Which name brand product did you use?
I was using the L'Oreal Dark and Lovely.
Now, this question, please stop me if it doesn't make sense, because the way it's worded does throw a lot of people off, including myself. So I'll kind of break it down. Did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least 1 year? So what that means is you started in 2018, so 2019 would be the first year or complete year that you used it. Okay, so did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after 2019?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And what type of treatment did you receive?
It was chemotherapy, and a partial hysterectomy, with morphine for pain.
And when was your treatment date?
March 21st of 2024.
I have March 21st, 2024. Okay. Now, this is for the HIPAA compliant medical record release forms. Can you please confirm your gender for me?
Female.
Okay, what is your marital status?
Single.
Okay, will you spell the spelling of your first name for me, please?
DAPHNE.
Okay, DAPHNE.
Yes.
Okay, do you have a middle initial?
M.
M as in Mary?
Correct.
Okay. And can you spell your last name for me, please?
Stouch.
Okay, I have Stouch.
Right.
Okay. Now, this is also for the HIPAA compliant medical record release forms. What is your social?
Not really comfortable giving. Do
Okay,
you need
that's
my
okay.
full?
I can do the
And
last four for now. I will say though, the attorneys, when they look into your case, will need the full, but I totally understand if you're more comfortable waiting to give it to them. I can go off the last four.
Okay, 5704.
Okay, 5704.
Correct.
Okay. Do you have health insurance coverage?
Do I have like just regular like medical, like Medi-Cal?
Correct. Correct. Anything. Yeah. And if not, it's okay. It's just a question on here.
Yes.
Okay. And who is your provider?
Like my health plan or like
Correct.
my doctor?
Your health plan. Like, is it Cal Optima, Medi-Cal, Blue
Medi-Cal.
Anthem? Okay. And what is your best email?
Daphne.stowe@gmail.com.
Okay, I'm going to read that back to you to make sure I have it correct. I have DAPHNE dot STOUGH at gmail.com.
Correct.
Okay, thank you. Okay, and then this 949-502-1478, is this your home phone or your cell phone?
So,
Okay, and is the best number to reach you at?
yes.
Okay, when being contacted, would you prefer a phone call, a text, or an email first?
You, like, so you can send a text first to notify that someone's gonna call.
Okay, yeah, that way you know who's calling. I'm the same way. We don't answer calls, we don't know. And then what is the best time of day to reach you? It gives me the option of morning, afternoon, or evening.
I would say evening
Okay.
if it's during the week.
Okay. And what is your home address?
6705 Riverton Avenue, North Hollywood, California, 91606.
Okay, I'm going to make sure I got that correct. I have 6705 Riverton Avenue in North Hollywood, California, 91606.
Correct.
Okay, thank you. Is there a unit, apartment, or building number?
A26.
A26. Okay. Do you have a copy of your medical records?
No, I actually don't. They're at the hospital.
Okay. If you need to provide the medical records, would you provide them by mail or electronically? Or either?
That's a good question. I guess I could say either, because in that way I could do either or
Okay.
if needed. I would just have to, I guess, contact the hospital.
Okay. Now, since you are signing the HIPAA compliant medical record release forms, the attorneys are going to work their hardest to get that copy for you. So since you said it is at the hospital, there should be no problems. But this is just in case they are unable to locate them, okay?
Okay.
Now, we request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case. Now, does your emergency contact live with you or does not live with you?
Trying to think, who would I use for an emergency contact?
No rush.
I guess I could use. And do I have to put one down now? Because I'm like, maybe I should ask them.
Okay,
say
so
something
it
like,
does have
my information is.
me. It does have me fill it out. It is a required area. Now I can put, let's see, will it let me put anything other than a phone number? Because maybe I can put in the notes, we'll provide emergency contact at a later time. Here, I'll try that. Okay. Now, do you have any other friends, family, or loved ones that also use hair relaxers?
I do know some people that have, used them.
Okay, so I'm going to be texting you my information at the end of this call. If you feel comfortable, of course, please share the information. That way, they can have a free case evaluation as well, because the best way to hold these companies accountable is word of mouth, of knowing that they may have caused harm. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, now, how are you familiar with DocuSign?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, so I am going to be setting up the DocuSign documents right now. If you have any questions, I'll be right here. First, before I do though, I just want to make sure I didn't click any wrong buttons and I have all the information correct. That way, I don't have to waste your time in the future if we do need to edit the documents, okay? So I'm just going to real quickly go through them for clarification. Please stop me if anything is incorrect, okay?
Okay.
Okay, now you said you did not already sign documents with another law firm, correct?
Correct.
Okay, you said you used hair straightening chemicals or relaxers within the last 20 years, correct?
Correct.
Okay, this claim is for yourself, and you unfortunately were diagnosed with ovarian cancer after using hair relaxer, correct?
Stage one.
Okay, now you mentioned that you were diagnosed 3/12/2024, and your diagnosing doctor is Elizabeth Usland. Okay, you were diagnosed at 6245 De Long Pre Avenue, Los Angeles 90028.
Well, I guess it's Hollywood. I guess it comes up as Los Angeles, but yeah.
Okay, you know what? You are correct. Let's see. Let me make sure that that's what's their website. So it was the Southern California Hospital at Hollywood, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so when I did look it up online, it did give me Los Angeles. Let me put in the notes though, just to let them know that.
But this is still showing it's 90028.
90028. You are correct, yes.
Okay.
Okay, but I'm gonna put in the notes that it is in Hollywood, just so that they have as much clarification as possible, okay? Okay. Okay. Now, you said that you were not diagnosed and you do not currently live in Kentucky, Louisiana, or Tennessee, correct?
Correct.
Okay. You use hair relaxer of any brand more than 4 times in a single year before being diagnosed?
Yes.
Okay. On average, you use it 6 times per year?
Yes.
Okay. You were diagnosed at the Southern California Hospital at Hollywood. I already mentioned the address, and you are a resident of the United States, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Your date of birth is 9/18/1996.
Correct.
Okay. You were never diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome.
Correct.
Okay. You mainly use hair relaxer in California. You started using it December 2018 and you stopped using it February 2024.
Correct.
Okay. You used the products for about 5.5 consecutive years and mainly at home.
Correct.
Okay. The brand name you used was Dark and Lovely L'Oreal.
Correct.
Okay, you said your cancer diagnosis happened 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least 1 year, correct?
Correct.
Okay. The treatment you received was chemotherapy and partial hysterectomy with morphine for pain, and the treatment date was 3/21/2024.
All right, with the right ovary removed.
Oh, okay. With right ovary removed. Okay. I'm gonna reread that. Okay. So you
And
received chemo.
did
Go ahead.
you need like how much chemotherapy or just chemotherapy just
It should be okay, but you know what? The more details, the better. How many rounds did you go through?
it was 6 cycles over 6 months.
Sorry, I had to sneeze. I put you on mute so you wouldn't hear that. Okay, so I'm going to reread. Yeah, thank you. So I'm going to reread it just to make sure I have everything. Okay, so the treatment you received was 6 cycles of chemotherapy over 6 months with a partial hysterectomy with right ovary removed and morphine for pain.
Right.
Okay. And, okay, and the treatment date was 3/21/2024.
Yes.
Okay, your treating doctor was Dr. Elizabeth Usland as well.
You're correct.
Okay, and you confirmed you were female, you confirmed your marital status is single, and you confirmed your spelling of your first name is Daphne. Is that all correct?
Yes.
Okay, middle initial is M as in Mary. Last name is spelled Stouch. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Your social, the last four is 5704.
Correct.
Okay. Your health insurance is Medi-Cal.
Correct.
Okay. Your email is your last name, or I apologize, your first name, so Daphne period Stouch at gmail.com.
Correct.
Okay. This phone number we're speaking on, the 949-502-1478, is your cell phone, and you prefer a text before a call, and best time of day to reach you is evening. Is that all correct?
Correct.
Okay, your address is 6705 Riverton Avenue, apartment A26 in North Hollywood, California, 91606.
Correct.
Okay. You said you don't have a copy of your medical records, but there is a copy of the medical records at the hospital, and if needed to provide them, you would be able to provide them either electronically or through the mail, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Now you requested to provide an emergency contact at a later time, correct?
Correct.
Okay. All right, thank you for your patience. I do apologize if any of these questions opened any old wounds. I am setting up the documents right now, okay?
Okay.
Now, I'm sending the documents right now to your email and your cell phone, however you prefer to view it. It's going to ask for your signature in a couple spots and your initials in a couple other spots. Please let me know if you have any questions. I'll be right here, okay?
Okay. Okay, I did. It's time to finish.
Okay. Let me see if I received it on my end. Bear with me. Okay, I did receive it. So the next step of the process is going to be that the law firm is going to reach out to you within 72 hours. Okay. Now, since I did mention to text first, they will text you first. And if they miss you when they call, they'll always leave a voicemail. Okay. Once you get in contact with them, they are just going to verify the information that we went over today. And then they will start processing and everything. Okay. Now, do you have any questions for me?
So I just at this time just need to wait for them for the next steps, and once they contact me, they'll go over some more information and advise me from there.
Correct. And if you don't hear from them within 72 hours, so let's see, 72 hours will be, let's say, I'd say give them end of day Thursday. If you don't hear from them Thursday, please call me Friday morning. I'll be here and I will connect you straight to them, okay? You can always text me too, okay? And then I'll call you and connect you, whichever's easier. I'm going to text you right now. That way you have my information. If you have any questions or if you'd like to pass it along to anyone, feel free to reach out. And once again, I am so sorry for having to go over these questions with you again. My heart goes out to you for everything you've experienced, and I do admire your strength through such a difficult time. But let's hold these companies accountable, okay?
Thank you, I appreciate that.
Yeah, you're welcome. You have a blessed day, and like I said, if you have any questions, please reach out, okay?
Of course. Thank you so much. You have a blessed
Yeah.
day as well.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye.